Good morning. A few announcements, some very important. Stewardship packets, if you haven't received yours, there's still packets in the narthex to pick those up. Just follow the instructions on the packet. Centering prayer group will meet again Tuesday at 5:30 in the parlor or in the reverend's office. Brown Bag Bible Study will again meet this Wednesday at noon in the parlor. And now for the important announcement, Meals on Wheels. It's really our church's outreach to the community. This year, we're anticipating 310 meals we're going to have to package up. So this will be done Christmas Eve, and we need volunteers, both for supplying turkeys, donating for turkeys, frozen turkeys, sliced turkeys. In the bulletin, you've got instructions to call Libby Stapleton with information, but again, if it's frozen, it needs to be in the refrigerator so it can thaw before we try to drop it into the hot oil. If it's sliced, put it in the refrigerator. And let's see, we will be frying turkeys next Sunday, weather permitting. If it's raining, just imagine what rain does with hot oil. Sue will be emailing those fryers if there's a change. And then Christmas Eve, we will be looking for lots of volunteers, those to help cook and package. You need to be at the, we'll be beginning at 4:15, but you don't have to be there. If you're going to help, 7:30 is when you need to show up. If you're going to be helping with the preparation and packaging, that's at 8:30. Deliveries start at 9 a.m., Now, we need as many people as can to drive and deliver. So if you can, you need to contact Ronnie Schaefer, Sue in the church office, so that he can put together the schedule of who goes where and when. So, again, Christmas Eve is lots of things happening in the morning. And we also have Christmas Eve service, which is really kind of cool, candlelight service. So, let the handbells begin.
Thank you. Let us begin with prayer. O God of Isaiah and John the Baptist, through all such faithful ones you proclaim the unfolding of future joy and renewed life. Strengthen our hearts to believe your Advent promise that one day we will walk in the holy way of Christ, where sorrow and sighing will be no more, and the journey of God's people will be joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now please stand as you're able for the call to worship. Earl and Judy Parker will lead us in the lighting of our next Advent candle.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Again, I will say rejoice.
The world says worry.
And we say rejoice.
The news says fear. The world says, be happy.
And the church says, be faithful.
As we light our third Advent candle,
we pray for the Lord, peace and joy.
Come now, O child of Mary.
Come
now, O Prince of the Lord. Please remain standing, Israel. Glory to God, hymnal to number 106, Prepare the Way, O Zion. Seated. The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Because we have faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. Magnificent God, it is easy to rejoice at the wilderness bursting into bloom and the hungry being filled with good things. We may not want the powerful to be brought down or the rich to be sent away empty. We know that sometimes we are the powerful. Sometimes we are the rich. Sometimes we are the ones with privilege, ignoring and harming those you would lift up. Forgive us, humble us, and refocus us that we may follow your way of life and truth. Amen. Hear the good news. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are indeed washed away. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. So now, as grateful, forgiven Christians, let's stand together and sing Glory to God. Receive the peace of God's forgiveness. Let's pass that peace to one another. May the peace of Christ be with you. Andrew, peace of Christ be with you. Whom all things come, and for whom we live. Let us offer our lives, our tithes, and our gifts to the Lord. Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. We praise and thank you, Lord God, for the majesty of your work, for the wisdom of your word, and the generosity of your grace. Let the gifts of our lives bear witness to your goodness and mercy, your faithfulness and justice, and your steadfast love for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gathered here in the house of the Lord, let us pray for the coming of Christ's realm. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the church. Bring peace, O God, to the body of Christ. Strengthen our hearts. Teach us patience and make us messengers of joy. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our communities. Bring peace, O God, to our communities. Watch over travelers and strangers, and uphold the lonely and vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the world. Bring peace, O God, throughout the world. Feed the hungry, set captives free, and give justice to the oppressed. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the earth. Bring peace, O God, to every land. Teach us to love our planet and protect your gifts that sustain us. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for loved ones. Bring peace, O God, to those we hold dear. Heal the sick. Bring good news to the poor. Comfort the sorrowful and raise the dead to life. Lord, in your mercy, merciful and mighty God, as you are one, make us one with you through Jesus Christ, whom you have sent to redeem us, and in whose holy name we pray. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now we're going to go into our Christmas cantata, which is the word proclaimed through music. And we're going to begin with a prayer for illumination, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us to hear what we need to hear, that we might live according to God's will. Let us pray. Holy God, our hope and strength. By the power of your Spirit, prepare the way in our hearts for the coming of your word, so that we may see the glorious signs of your promise fulfilled. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We begin with reading a portion of the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
Hell is full, and the people just keep coming and coming, just like the Romans, demand taxes from poor and struggling people. Look at this poor, struggling couple over there, brand new baby to provide for, and they have no money to spare. I could let her have her baby out in the street. At least our humble stable will provide protection from the wind and, of course, curious eyes.
Centuries, we have been waiting, longing, for a Savior, for the Messiah to come to rule, to judge, to bring peace, to bring our nation back together and unite us. Out of you shall come forth he that is to be ruler of Israel.
I've heard about the Redeemer. My mom talks about it all the time. The prophecies and the promises. She goes to the temple every time the doors are open. I don't know how she has the time, as busy as she and Father are with this inn. She quotes the prophecy. A virgin shall be with child and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Imagine being chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. Why did God choose her?
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. I have been blessed with a gift beyond measure, this precious child, God's Son. I am the servant of the Holy One. I am not worthy to be chosen for this great honor.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to
I never wanted to be a shepherd. It was expected of me, of course. It was my father's occupation, and his father's before him. I've been discouraged, though, thinking I would never amount to anything, but I remain true to my decision. And tonight, that faithfulness has been rewarded. We were the first people on earth to hear the angel's announcement that our Savior has been born. We were invited by God's messenger to see these miracles for ourselves, to come and greet the child, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Commotion. What are all these people doing here? What is so important about this stable? A baby. Strange place to have a baby. Who is this child?
Thank you. I was overjoyed when your star appeared in the east. I have traveled for days and days, following heaven's light to find you, trusting God to bring me into your presence, that I might worship you. And here you are. You are heaven's gift to earth. You are God's redeeming light.
The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Tonight a tiny child is born.
Having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go in peace. Know the hope, the joy, and the peace of Christ goes with you. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you leave. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.